says, come on, my soul. He says, why so downcast within me, O my soul? Praise the Lord, for yet will I praise Him, the glory and the lift of my head. And I go and I sit down and I'm saying, God, I'm going to praise You. I'm going to worship You no matter how I feel. I'm going to worship You until I feel differently. For a spirit of heaviness, put on a garment of praise. And there's some stuff in your life that's just not breaking. There's some stuff in your life that you're consistently butting your head up against. You're consistently coming to a place in God and you feel you can't jump that hurdle. You feel you can't go any further. I want to submit to you that you need to get into a place of worship again. Get into a place of you and Jesus. And remember what He has done for you. Connect again with what He has done for you. Connect again with the cross. But connect more powerfully with the resurrection of Christ Jesus. Because in the resurrection of Christ, we find our hope. We find our restoration. We find what it is that we need to live. I had my family over on Saturday night as I come to a close. Man, I love my family. My extended family, my sisters, my brothers. And we used to have a tradition for the longest time. Whenever we got together, we would just pick up guitars and we would worship because the whole family worships, everybody sings. But for a long time, it feels like it just dwindled, eh, Dean? Yeah. We had the kids coming along. We've had the family coming. We've had so many people added to the family that it felt like as our family grew, we lost something. And this last bit, God's just been challenging me about, let's get this thing back. So we got into a place of worship on Sunday, on Saturday night. The rugby game was on. My brother and my brother-in-law were watching rugby. And before you know it, the rugby was off. And my brother had his guitar in his hand. And one of the kids were playing a drum. And my sister started singing. And my nieces started crying. And the Holy Spirit's presence just came into that place so, so powerfully. So, so powerfully. And I saw things that were pushing into my family for the longest time break in one session of worship. I think we spent 4 hours just going for it. One song to the next. One song to the next. But the song we consistently came back to was, because He lives, I can face tomorrow. Because He lives, my fear is gone. Because I know, yes, I know He holds my future. And life is worth the living just because He lives. I don't know where you are at right now in your walk with Jesus. I believe God is calling some of us back. I've missed you. I've missed you in your quiet place of worship. I haven't seen you there for the longest time. I miss you. I know you're busy. I'm also busy. I'm running the world. But I make time for you. Will you make time for me? Will you make time for me again? Will you make time for me again? Will you make time for me? Will you spend time worshiping me again? I love hearing your voice. It doesn't matter how false your voice is. It doesn't matter if you've got a guitar, piano, if you've just got a little can that you're beating up at home. It doesn't really matter. However you want to come, come. I just come. I miss you. I need you. I want you. Come. And you've been weary. You've been heavy laden. But you've gone everywhere but to me. I'm extending the invitation again. Come unto me, all who are weary and heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Come and drink from me. Come and eat from me. Come and drink from some of my water. Come and eat from my table. Come and feast of my delights. Come to me, and I will give you what it is that you need for your life, for your family, for your children, for your finances, for every area of your business, whatever it is you need from God. God's saying, I am. I am. I am. I am. Doesn't matter how many plans you make. Plans without Jesus goes nowhere. Bring your plans to Him. Come close your eyes quickly. Everybody, let's ask Holy Spirit. You are welcome in this place. You are welcome in this place. You are welcome. Lord, You have been speaking to our hearts already, God. And Father, we are not hard-hearted people, God. When You speak, we listen. When You speak, Father God, we listen, God. We throw ourselves at Your feet, Lord, because we know that You are a merciful God and we can find grace in times of need, in times of help. Help in times of trouble. Would You, God? Once again, Lord. Once again, Father. Once again. Once again. I want to pray this morning for every person in this room, every one of you right now that's making a commitment to get back into the presence of God. You've been busy. Life's been hard. You've faced many challenges. And you feel that your connection with God is not what it needs to be. Time spent in the presence of God is not what it used to be. And you sense God right now is calling you back. He's saying, come to Me. I've got your back, but I want you to take a step towards Me. I want you to take a step towards My presence. Imagine how worship here on a Sunday will be if every one of us comes to church worshiped up already. When every one of us comes ready to just add our little bit to what's happening on a Sunday morning, imagine what an explosion we will experience in this place. If you are saying, God, that's me this morning, I'm coming back to a heart of worship. It's all about You, Jesus. I want you to make a bold stand right now. Just stand where you are. Just make a bold statement this morning that, God, that's me. With boldness, I'm standing this morning. I'm saying, God, I am that guy. I'm that lady. I'm standing and I'm coming back to You. I'm coming back to worship, God. I'm coming back to truth. I'm coming back to that place where You and I commune face to face. I'm setting aside the busyness of my life. I'm setting aside my own ideas, my own thoughts, and I'm saying, God, here I am. All over the place, people are standing. All over the place, people are making commitments right now. They're making commitments right now to stand and to say, God, here I am. I'm coming back to worship. I'm coming back to Your presence, God. I'm coming back to You, God. Some of you feel disappointed in God. Some of you feel as if your relationship with God is not all that great because you're disappointed. The things that you've asked God has just not happened. The things that you've been trusting God for has just not happened and you kind of feel disappointed. You say, God, how can I worship You when I feel disappointed? I want to ask You this morning to stand this morning to say, God, I will commit to worshiping You even though I feel this way. I'm going to push through. I'm going to push past this thing and I'm going to allow my heart to worship You. Thank You so much for standing. I want revival, Lord, in our hearts, in my heart, God. I want revival of worship. And it starts with us, God. It starts with us. It starts with us. I want to pray for those of you that feel like church has become flow. Church has become route. You just do it because you have to do it. I want to pray for you this morning. I want to pray for revival in your heart, in your spirit. I want to pray that God would just come and break something in your heart and that you would again become passionate about coming to church and just being the church of God everywhere that you are, in every area that you find yourself, in every relationship that you find yourself, to be the church to the people that need you to be the church for. If you feel that it's grown a bit flow for you, I want you to stand up. We're going to pray. We're going to break that thing. In the name of Jesus. Thank you so much, my brother. Thank you so much. God is going to bring revival to your heart this morning. He's going to take that coal from the altar this morning. And He's going to put fire back in your heart again this morning. In Jesus' name. church of God, I'm gonna pray a prayer for everybody that's standing. But what I want you to do is just let's minister to our brothers, please. Let's minister to our brothers. Let's put our hands on our brothers. Let's minister to them. There's enough of us to be able to put a hand at least on somebody that is standing right now. Just put your hand on somebody's shoulder. Let's minister to some people this morning. Come on. Everybody gets to play this morning. If you have a word for somebody, if you have an encouragement for somebody, don't you just want to share it with them? But right now, let me pray, and then I want to release you guys just to go, boss. Is that okay? So, Father, right now, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we are coming back, Lord, to the heart of worship, Lord. We are coming back, Lord, to a place of intimacy with you. Father, we let go, we let go, we let go. We surrender, Father God, all of the things that have held us back, Father. We surrender those things to you, Lord. We lighten our load right now, Father. We can't carry what we have been carrying, Father. Lord, we throw it off and we say, God, here we are before you. Receive us as we are, Lord, in Jesus' name. Father, this morning, I want to pray for revival, Lord, in the hearts of your people. Father, I want to pray that you would wake up your people this morning, Father, in the name of Jesus. Holy Spirit of God, in the midnight hours, Father God, I pray for a burning desire to spend time in your presence, Lord. In the morning, Father God, before they move, I pray for a desire to spend time in your presence. During the day, Father God, as they're moving from one place to the next, I pray for an awareness of your presence like they've never had it before. Holy Spirit of God, we are pushing in, Lord. We are pushing through the stuff that has been keeping us away from the best that you have for us. Today, Holy Spirit of God, we choose you again. We choose you again, Lord. We choose you again, Father. We're sorry for the things that we have made, Lord. It's all about you. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. How about you just minister right now? Just minister love. Minister hope. Yeah. Minister joy. If you've got a specific need this morning, if you have a financial crisis that you're dealing with right now, if you've got some sickness in your body that you'd like God to do something about this morning, I want to ask you just to come to the front, yeah? We're going to lay our hands on you, all right? So if you've got a financial crisis right now, there's some stuff in your life that is not going that well, your finances are in a mess, your business is in a mess, I want you to come all the way to the front and just come stand here. We're going to pray. We're going to trust God for your finances this morning. And then if you've got a healing in your body, if you need healing in your body this morning, I want you to come as well. You've got a pain in your right leg, lower back, right leg. If you had a pain in your lower back, right leg, come on, I'd like to pray with you this morning as well.